There. I see that our circuit pastor is not here yet, a.k.a. Jason. There he is. Okay, so thank you all for coming. A sign-up sheet is coming around for the voting side of things, so that'll make its way. I guess without further ado, we have one item of business and one item only, which is the call of our second pastor. We've been over this ground. We've been through the process. We had a great refresher on that the last time, so I don't think there's really any background required. So not everybody here may know for sure that Pastor Schmidt is our circuit pastor. And so when the district president cannot attend, it's very standard that the district circuit pastor conducts the meeting. So that's what we're going to do.
So I shared with you after services the tail part of Psalm 46. We'll just read through the whole thing. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So tomorrow we will wake up and the earth will be in turmoil and things will be in uproar and nothing is going to be any different than it is today. Hopefully you all now will be sharing my sick stomach that I've had since Tuesday night. And, we will be anticipating the day when we get to talk to our pastor and we get to call him and say, this is what we have and this is what we would like you to come and do. And God is either going to have him say okay or he's going to say no, and then we'll work at it again. But the one thing that's going to stay constant, no matter if we've touched on what's in your heart, what's going on in your life or not, is God just says, okay, just, it's going to be okay. Whether it's some guilt or it's a problem that you can't fix or family's going through something, just, kind of like this sermon today, only a little bit differently. The more that we, the worse that it gets. And the more that we, the better it gets. So we'll be still, we'll look to God, we'll call on him and ask him to bless our meeting, ask us to bless our call, and ask him to bless our ministry. So be still and know that I am God. Let's pray and we'll ask a blessing on our meeting. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your reassuring words. If we would truly take them to heart and if we would not forget them or wander away from them or doubt them, we wouldn't need to hear them again. So thank you for your constant reassuring voice and your constant reassuring arm around us and under us, that you are with us no matter what. We would ask that you would, around the world, deal with the turmoil and the things that are not in our control. Help us to entrust them to you. We ask that above all that the peace of Jesus would be in the hearts of more and more people, in the lives of more and more people. And so we ask that you bless our ministry here. Use us to bring Jesus to our members and to our community, all to your glory. In your name we pray, amen. So we will proceed as we did with the prior call meeting. We'll distribute the list. You will have a couple minutes to look over it, and then we will walk through it. We can go through as much detail as you would like on any of the candidates. And I took a look at these, and we cannot go wrong. I mean, Pastor Buchholz has assembled a really great list. Men who will serve us very well with the means of grace. And so we'll digest them, and then we'll ask God to be with us, and then we will take the vote.
Somebody want to give me a hand?
I better take one, too.
None of it, never mind. Are you on?
Yes. I'll pause just a second till everybody gets their handouts. Pastor, plug your ears for a little bit, but actually don't. Is the mic on?
It's got to be really close.
Really close, okay. I said, Pastor, plug your ears for a little bit, but really don't. I apologize to the congregation. I was not able to make the last call meeting, so I had to play catch-up and talk to some of the elders and understand the nature of the announcement that was made, explaining that we were calling an administrative leader and that Pastor Schmidt would be a subordinate pastor to the administrative leader. I do agree with a structure of having a called leader. And a subordinate. My dad used to say there's a reason why the Marine Corps doesn't put two sergeants in charge of one barracks. And so I do think it's appropriate, but not having heard about that due to my absence, my own fault, I have comments to make today, because I am here today, and we have a new chance to call a new pastor. And so, for my two cents, I in the calamity and all of the circumstance that the church faces in going through a new call, think it's imperative to think about what Christ-centered leadership is all about. And Christ-centered leadership, irrespective of administration, is about servant leadership. In fact, in the U.S., we tend to get this wrong a lot. When we think of leadership, a lot of times we think about behind the cows. We think about the cowboys, and they run in circle and push the cows in the direction that they want to go, and keep them herded. But Christ-centered leadership is the opposite of that. In Mesopotamia, the shepherd went in front of the sheep, serving the sheep, looking out for crags, looking out for lions that were out in front, so that the shepherd would take the hit and not the sheep, so that the sheep would be served. It's not from behind, it's cut out in front, and a tremendous amount of humility, willing to give your life up for the sheep. That's Christ-centered leadership and service. And I can't recall in my many years of being a sheep in a congregation having a shepherd quite like Pastor Schmidt. Having the kind of person who is so service-oriented, who is so humble, who is so meek, and yet delivers week after week of the kind of sermon we need to hear. I'm sorry, but we should move on. But I want to. Where I'm going with this is I would like to move, if I'm understanding correctly, our intention is to call somebody who will be kind of administrator, leader, and you subordinate. And I know you're incredibly meek, and even yourself have voluntarily said, I don't want to take like administrative lead. I would still like you to be our lead pastor with an administrative subordinate taking on administrative duties that maybe you are less called because you're more called to servant-oriented. I'd like you to consider that humbly. I think that I can't fathom wanting any more of the kind of leader that you are to lead the congregation.
We should, the business at hand today is to call according to the plan that the voters have presented and that we've adopted and that we had unanimous support for. So,
I can be absolutely shut down, and I will in just one second. I mean, my personal wish is that circumstances always change. In light of a new call that has been given to Pastor Schmidt, and the need this congregation has for go forward servant leadership, I don't want to see that servant leadership have any risk of disappearing for any good reason. And I would like the congregation, I would move that we would reconsider the nature of the call, to consider it calling a subordinate pastor. And I would like some discussion on the motion if it were to be seconded.
Yeah,
The motion's out of order.
It is out of order?
Time. Yeah. Okay. So you do have an audience with your coordinating council on Tuesday, and that would be the appropriate time to bring up your concerns. And, you know, it's always good to express brotherly love, and for that, you know, thank you. Mm-hmm. But we spent a lot of time working through and getting to the point where we know what we're calling for.
Well,
and it's a good call. It's a good plan.
Thank you. Then just know that from my heart, you're our servant leader, and that's been expressed. And bear that in mind as you consider your call.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you have the call list before you. I'll read through them. And again, if I read over something you want to talk about a little bit more, please, by all means, get the attention and we'll get you the microphone. We'll get you the floor. If you have a comment about one of the gentlemen on our list, if you have some knowledge of him and his style or his service in the past, you're certainly welcome to share that. We'll just keep Pastor Buchholz's comments in mind that we don't want to be campaigning for any particular gentleman on this list. Again, it's a fine list. Any of these men will serve us and you and our Savior very well. And we'll bring everything that was just expressed. They are going to bring all of this and then some to the table. So the first pastor is Pastor Mark Gabb, and he was on our list from last time too. So absolutely nothing has changed. So as much or as little as you want to talk about these until we get to the new gentleman. Yes, Mr. Schlittenhart.
Do you know where the high school is in Florida?
Doral. It's in Doral. I don't know where Doral is. Miami area? Grab a microphone.
I'm just wondering if Pastor Gabb's teenage children are in high school in Florida or if they're back east in one of our prep schools.
I'm pretty sure they're Luther prep students. Okay. So again, you can see where he has served and he's had a number of calls. I got some disturbance on the backside of my second page. Is yours print clean?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you can see how he ranks himself and what he is interested in. And I think Pastor Buchholz emphasized this too. Maybe the interest is probably more telling. A lot of times guys will rate themselves, they will be very humble in how they rate themselves. And so they would not be on this list if Pastor Buchholz didn't think. So if we were looking for someone to come and be the administrative pastor and, well, you know, maybe I give myself a 3, they wouldn't be on here if they weren't qualified for what we were looking for. So keep that in mind as you look over the numbers. Okay, next page we have Reverend Joel Heckendorf, currently is serving in, what is the Appleton area, if that means something to you. or may mean nothing to you, but that's where he is serving. And you can also see the returned calls and the date that they were returned. I do know that this is another gentleman that Pastor said we are fortunate to get on our list. Highly sought after servant of God here. And then underneath the other service, just again, those are sometimes district positions. They are circuit positions. And so there's a brief description of his other service here. Are you just bearing the microphone? Okay.
That's big too.
The next gentleman is new to our list, so we'll slow down and spend a little bit more time with him. Pastor John Kelpine. What has stood out in his biography is the number of arrows in his quiver. The songwriter says that children are a blessing from the Lord. They are arrows in the quiver of a warrior. And so, you know, certainly our children are a gift from God. And Pastor Buchholz did mention that some congregations are caught off guard by that, and what does that mean for? And he said, don't let that factor in. You'll see that a number of the children are out of the home. And so, don't let your imaginations run wild with that. He's a fine servant. You see, he graduated from the seminary in 1993. He's been serving since 1993. At Calvary in the Dallas area.
Is there a school?
Maybe Mr. Bengel was. Can you share a little bit of information about that, Mr. Bengel? Grab a microphone, please.
I personally don't know him. I've talked to him several times when I was in Houston. He's in Dallas. There's a school there, probably around 100 kids, maybe. I'm not sure. He's like 6'10", so his kids are probably really tall. I don't know.
Oh,
I remember that. Sorry, I don't know. I don't know much about his ministry yet.
But there is a school in the area, Lutheran Elementary School.
He's at the school.
Oh, he's at. So yep. His church has a school?
Yep.
So he has experience in a congregation that has a school? If that comes into your consideration. I don't know, again, I don't know him personally, but worship music planning, he rates himself high in interest and ability for that, and so that has come up in some of our discussions. So you might want to take that into consideration. He gives himself a 5 for interest in working as part of a ministry team as associate pastor. So that would bode well for our call. Confirmation instruction, he rates himself a 5. We'll have to duke him out for that. But so teaching and preaching and team ministry is why Pastor Kelpine is on our list. Yes, Mr. Bengel, grab the microphone, please. Well, we need the microphone because there's people at home who are going to. Thank you for being patient and using it.
The only other thing I know about the situation is they were a 2-pastor church up until about 4 years ago, and then their one pastor took a call. I think they were looking to go down to 1 pastor, was my understanding, and he's been a 1 pastor, but he was part of a team for many, many years, up until maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
And again, please slow me down if you want to chew on a name a little bit longer. The next is Reverend Jonathan Colander, presently serving in Menominee Falls. He is 51 years old, 2 children, 19 and 15. So just wrapping up. middle of high school. I do not know where these children attend, probably Kettle Moraine Lutheran. Yeah. Yeah, right. If you're 19, you certainly could be in college. Yeah.
Hopefully soon.
Right. So you can see his service background. The calls that he has returned. You know, he returned one in 2016. And again, the frequency of calls means very little other than he's a good servant, good pastor, and would serve us well. Other service, he is a member of the MLC Governing Board. He served as the second vice president of his district. Also the chairman of the Ministry of Christian Giving. So some of the additional responsibilities entrusted to him. Yes, Mr. Heinitz.
He's coming from a very large church, 1,863 communicants or members. Would we consider that in our call, coming from a large congregation down to a smaller one?
What's that?
It says two congregations.
That I'm not sure if it's, I would have to look into why, if it's a dual parish. Yes?
It says they added two churches together.
Okay.
So one's probably tiny, right?
Yeah.
If it's that large a congregation, most of them would be smaller. You know, there's not going to be too many bigger than 1,800 in our.
I think to the original question, I think if anything, you need to be organized to be at a congregation of that size. Bethlehem in Menominee Falls is the church that has the great school. I don't know anything about the Germantown congregation, but Bethlehem has a fairly decent sized school. So I think, Ed, if that means anything, it's, you know, he has experience working at a larger congregation, and so that would serve us well. You know, everything that he rates himself highly in, all, you know, would serve us well.
I think it means working as a team.
Or working as a team, that was what I was wondering.
Right, is that the way to...
Yeah, she had asked a question about associate pastor, that's being part of a ministry team, as opposed to flying solo and being the sole pastor of a congregation. And so it would not be good if you would rate that as a one for interest. So again, the first number is ability, and the second number is your preference. Yes, Mr. Bauer, and then we'll go to Mr. Berthein. Yeah, about this particular gentleman. Okay.
Yeah, on Pastor Colander, unless I'm missing it, I don't see where he lists any administrative marks.
If it's not on here, he didn't put anything in. So that's why it didn't show up. I don't know. So that could mean something, that could mean nothing. But again, knowing what we're calling for, Pastor Buchholz said this gentleman would serve you well in this capacity.
Remember, when we look at these rating sheets, they're not always the same. Each district and sometimes they have different criteria, and so it's not always going to be the same. It's not a uniformity that's always done.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Bauer, you had a comment before we move on to Reverend Nelhoffen? Okay, good enough. And then Pastor Elhoffen, we had him on our last list as well. He serves at a congregation that does have a school and is neither here nor there, but I student taught at that school way back when.
Still standing.
And it's still standing, yes, and somehow I am too. So he's been serving there for a long time, since 1994. And it also is a larger congregation. And probably the more telling stat would be what's the active membership and semi-active membership? You know, how many are they serving on a Sunday would probably be a more accurate reflection of what he's used to dealing with. And so his other areas of service, he served as the campus minister in campus ministry, or he still is. The district reporter for Forward in Christ, that is the guy who begs and pleads, will you please send me something so I can send it in to Forward in Christ to be considered. So that's what that job is. It's a thankless job. And then he is currently working with the district evangelism committee. So shows an interest of his. And the director of public information, I am not sure what that means. I should have glossed that over instead of telling you that, but there you have that. So here he has general administration. He rates himself a 5 in ability and preference. And also very high in outreach, well, high in pretty much everything. Youth ministry, maybe not so much. But planned giving, a 4. So again, a very well-rounded pastor who would serve us very well. Yes, Mr. Baker. Can we grab you the microphone, please? No, you may not. See, there's this much distance between us, you know, like it. Yes, Mrs. Baker.
Last time that we had the meeting, Schrader was on there, and they had asked at the time, a couple people had asked at the time, because he was so close, you know, with Zarley, and there was like one vote different. And I thought they had requested for him to be put on this list, if possible. Is there a reason why he was left off?
Here's how they answer this. I'm glad you asked that question.
See, I'm good, huh?
No, that's a very fine question. He is not on our list now because he is ineligible. He received a call to the seminary after our call meeting, and so he is now holding a call, so he's not eligible to receive one. And so that is why Pastor Buchholz said we were very fortunate to have the list that we did, because he is a highly sought-after pastor. So, excellent question. That's why he's not on this list. Thank you for threatening me. So these are our candidates. Now Mr. Bauer has a general comment for us.
Yeah, this is not campaigning, it's just sharing an observation. I think it's fair along the lines of what Mr. Schlittenhart asked earlier, looking at the ages of children and thinking about, you know, are they in high school and things like that, things that might be deterrents in a family moving. Regarding Pastor Heckendorf, he has 2 high school age children. I happened to meet him over Christmas break on a snow tubing mountain in Wisconsin, ironically. But anyway, he has 1 child at Luther Prep and 1 at the local high school, Fox Valley Lutheran. For what that's worth, it does indicate that he's willing to send his kids away to high school.
Mr. Lederman.
One thing I would encourage is if anybody knows anything about any of these people and you know, maybe a little bit tentative, please share anything you might know. I do know one gentleman on this, Pastor Gabb. I've served with him on the mission board for the past 5 or 6 years. He, along with everybody else on this list, Buchholz wouldn't have put these people on this list if they certainly weren't capable. And Pastor Buchholz, President Buchholz, has met with our council. He understands St. Mark's. So I think every candidate on here is a good candidate. But I can only speak personally in terms of Pastor Gabb. The other, just something that I noticed on, is it Olhoffen? Am I saying his name right?
I think it's more of an Alehoffen.
Alehoffen. I did notice he was the only one under preference that listed outreach as a 5. I think everybody else had it as a 4, but it's just an observation that he listed as a 5.
Okay, then a motion would be appropriate to accept this slate of candidates. And then following the motion, we can have discussion.
So moved.
Okay, that motion has been made, and there's support for the motion to accept the slate of candidates. Is there any discussion? Then we'll call that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you. This is the list of candidates before us, and we will have the ballots handed out. Do you want first and last name? How would you like?
I think just the last name, and we want two, right? Are we going to do that?
Okay. Vote for two by full last name, please. Don't abbreviate. Two candidates by full last name for the first round of voting.
No, those are the Chicago ones. I filled in later.
Those?
Oh, wait.
Could you collect the Russian ones?
What's that?
Could you collect the Russian
ones? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I got my Chicago votes. I'm voting early and often. So we do it the Boston way. Check them all the signatures to make sure they check them. Is it blanks?
Oh, there you are.
He's coming with them.
Oh, you need a pen?
I think so.
No, I think those are real.
These are.
There's some in the back.
Is there any others? Can you hold your hand? Okay, there's one. Any others?
Thank you.
Is there anybody, any, especially any voters that didn't sign? Curtis, did you sign this? Oh. Couple didn't sign.
So, if you read the names off the ballot, it's all the ballot. It's probably the easiest way to go. Just let me get their names written down here quick.
So I have a story for you. It's in the official correspondence from the district president that you need to say something during this time. And so this may or may not be a true story about way back in the early days of St. Mark's Church when over in the old building, and like it may or may not be true, Mr. Paul Baker was sitting in a meeting just like this one. And he is minding his own business, and all of a sudden a little bit of the ceiling, the plaster fell and hit him on the head. And he looks up, and he interrupts the whole meeting, and he says, I'm going to give $1,000 to the building fund. We've got to fix this roof. And everyone stared at him, and then they all got back to business. And yeah, exactly. And so about 5 minutes later, another piece, bam, right in the head. I'll give $2,000 to the building fund. We've got to fix this roof. And then we're, what? You know, and friends, oh, shh. And so then a couple minutes later, a bigger chunk, well, I'll make it $10,000. And finally, one of the ushers runs up to the pastor and says, Pastor, will you do something about this? And the pastor looks up and goes, God, hit him again! I don't know. I don't know if it's true. You know, it's just...
Too many cooks are in the kitchen.
I just wanted to give them one so you could have it.
While we're waiting, your school has been serving you very well. The school choir sang at Mr. Hines' funeral because he had a deep connection to the kids and he loved serving. And it was interesting to hear which kids were really excited to do that. And so you never know who you're touching, you know, who you are inspiring. And so Paul certainly did that. So the kids stepped up and they stayed after school for an hour before the service started. And they sang for at that memorial. Keep calling it funeral for the memorial. They're doing a good job. And we have a student of the month for the Citrus Heights Chamber of Commerce in April. Zibu Siso Gumbo was selected as the student of the month for Citrus Heights. And so she gets to go, and she's featured at the dinner, and she gets a plaque. Does the mayor, or someone hands it to her, maybe the chairman of the Congress. And her picture will be in the paper. Hannah Rausch had a similar experience last year.
Okay.
Last time at our voting, we took the top two. We did not officially say how we are going to move forward. We could at this time, I would at this time, either entertain a motion to accept the top two or the top three. The totals are 21, 22, and 14 are the top three. So,
well, can we get a motion?
I did.
Motion.
Second.
The motion has been made that we accept the top two vote count and proceed from there. The motion has been supported. Is there any further discussion?
Comments?
And we'll call that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, then we will go with the top two, and then we will have one more vote, and a simple majority will decide our call.
Okay.
This time, please write one name, a full last name. The two candidates are Pastor Gabb and Pastor Elhoffen. So you will find them at the front of your packet and at the back of your packet. And any comments are appropriate at this time. Campaigning is not. Comments are, yes. Do you have a comment? The comment was made that these lists are confidential. There's personal information on here. So please, when we are finished, leave it on the pew, and then we will collect them, and then we will take care of those that way. Thank you for that reminder.
You want a fist bump?
I do too.
He needs one. Your hand. Three. Wow.
Somebody have it.
Oh, yeah.
I've been separating as we go. It's going to be pretty close.
I probably shouldn't have voted. I guess we'd have to vote again.
One vote.
Hmm?
I'm saying if it happened to come down to a tie, I've already voted. Do I get a second vote?
Count those. Yeah, that's what this and these were. That's what I'm saying. No, not on my side. I handed it from my hand to him. There were not enough. Not enough were handed out that they could have. I looked down the road. This whole signing the voting register thing.
Do I ask one more time for Gloria and everybody who cast a vote on this? And we say, is
if you cast a vote, your name must be on this list. Yeah. So come and take care of that if you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I? Well, we've had a tie and there was a self-test before. Or do you want to?
You're me.
I'm going to yield the floor to your chairman.
Okay, so we're looking at the voter roll, and we're looking at the number of votes, and I'm gonna ask one more time, is every voter signed up on here? And okay, so there's one. Anybody else who didn't sign in here? If you didn't sign your name, you're not on it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm not sure.
Let's get those signed in. Anybody else?
Stick. Give your hand.
One, two, three, correct?
That covers it.
So do we need to take my vote?
It's a good thing this is not a college of mathematics.
Or do I get to sign up? Yeah.
I think somehow this is your fault. Get out of the way.
I was going to, then I went back.
I didn't speak fast enough, but I would have said it. I think there's a lot of both of these guys. It was weird. Most of these were combinations of these two guys. A lot of them were
interesting. This is exactly the vote is 20-21.
You came with
very divided combination.
So I got three more, so that puts us 38.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
Okay.
So now we gotta break the tally.
I think we have to start again. No.
What is the process?
I think it's
would be good. So you cast the deciding vote in the
speak it out loud, or do I do it in private? I have. So do I cast a second vote? And if I were to be it, do I do it publicly or do I do it privately and then we just say who won?
I think the only way you could cast the deciding vote is if you didn't vote and then you vote. You can't vote twice.
But is anybody's vote going to change?
We'd have to talk a little bit to see if we can.
What do you want to do?
We could do this, or we could flip a coin. We could cast a lot. However, the body wants to. Well, we should probably try voting again. And with the stipulation that if it comes out the same, we will cast a lot and entrust it to God.
Open it to discussion and vote again.
You're certain on this casting?
Yeah, I would get back a vote. That's certainly.
I'm going to go call him. You want to say what we're doing?
Yeah. Where's the... It's this, right?
The vote is back, and it's a 19-19 tie. And so we are going to try to contact our district president to see how we can proceed. We have options. We can definitely vote again and see. We would call for the motion to vote again, and then we'll call for discussion, and then we can have appropriate discussion. Again, not campaigning, but we could have appropriate discussion for the two, and then we can call for another vote, and then if it would come back for a vote, we could, and it was tied again, then we could cast a lot of some sort and ask that God would bless the decision that we would make that way. So, but we are going to see if we can't consult with our district president. See if that's a good way going forward. So I would open the floor to discuss that idea. Yes?
Did the president vote? Because he could write.
He did vote. Okay. And so we had the discussion up here was that had he not voted, then he could cast the deciding vote.
He shouldn't have voted and fell in Leicester.
But then they weren't going to die.
No.
Lupus.
No.
Okay. When the chairman gets back, I'll call that motion.
Is he checking with district first? Follow his direction?
Well, we will receive his guidance.
So his guidance is national.
So there's a motion on the floor that we vote again, and so I will look for a second to that motion.
Second.
I did.
Okay. Is there, the motion has been made and there's support for the motion. Is there any discussion to the motion? We have some information from the district president that I would like shared at this time.
Yeah, I phoned a friend. So I talked to Pastor Buchholz, and because we're in a dead tie, and I made the mistake, I should have withheld my vote and only voted in the case of a tie. My vote is in there, and so for me to withdraw it removes the confidentiality of my vote, and it also, for a public leader to know, you guys know which way I voted, is inappropriate. So his suggestion was to re-vote again. I withhold, and only in the case of a tie, I would vote. So my apologies keeping you a little long. But I guess it's all our fault for coming in a tie. All right, so any discussion? All right, in that case, I guess...
Let's call the motion.
Yeah, I'd like to move that we discard that vote and that we re-vote, this time with the chair of the meeting abstaining, unless there's a tie, and in that case, I'll make a public vote.
We have a motion
vote.
On the floor already.
What is the motion?
To re-vote. Okay. So we have a motion on the floor that's been, there's support for the motion that we re-vote. We've received some new information, and as the chair, I would entertain a no vote to that motion, and then we can call the motion again with the chairman abstaining. Is there any further discussion to the motion?
So we're going to kill these.
Okay, the motion has been withdrawn from the table. There is a new motion on the table that we recall the vote between Pastor Gabb and Pastor Elhoffen, with the president of the chair of the congregation abstaining. And then in the event of a tie, then he will cast the tying vote. Is there support for that motion? There's support for the motion? Okay, so there's support for the motion, and so we will call the motion after discussion. You would like the motion repeated? Okay, absolutely. Hal? There's a motion on the table that we re-vote between Pastor Gabb and Pastor Elhoffen, with the chairman abstaining, and so he will only cast his vote in the event that we tie again. And the reason being that to ensure the confidentiality of the chairman's vote, and so that his vote does not sway the vote one way or another, we're going to re-vote with the chairman abstaining. Is there further discussion?
Pretend I know what I'm doing. Oh, I should have made it. That would help.
There's going to be one fewer vote because the chairman is abstaining from voting. Greg, would you like the floor?
There won't be the same.
Well, I was just going to point out the same thing, although Jim lost.
But it's not public. No, we reconciled the number to the people in the room.
Yeah, but he's saying Jim voted now.
Well, I think there's a not to exceed number.
So
or it could be
more. In the event of a tie, the chairman will cast the deciding vote.
And then he'll move. Yeah, it's a not to exceed number. I've never been a part of a voting meeting. This one or the last one, it's close. They're always.
Did I call this motion?
Yes, and we have no. Yeah, we
are these new ones?
Yeah.
What happened to the old ones?
They're way over there.
Far, far away.
Not to be. Just everybody?
Yeah. Anybody else?
Really? I'm wondering if it should be the chair. Well, that's why I'm wondering if I should even be voting.
No, only one is the chair. You see the chairmanship team for that conflict. So you are, I also will say I'm the chair. Okay. Are there any ballots outstanding? Okay.
Mr. Kemp, you have a comment to make?
Yes, sir.
I would love to hear it. Thank you. Dan, did you have a comment?
I was going to say that volunteer to change my vote would change it. It's been this long, but since it's already
the body appreciates your sacrificial
thought. Cummins is for sale.
So we were out of order last call meeting when we announced the numbers? Is that from the rule of order people? No, I would like to know. Well, last meeting we did. Last meeting we included the numbers with it. Can do it either way. But I agree that practically.
Oh, yeah. Say it right. But he doesn't spell it the right way.
My family is okay. There it is.
Okay, the voting body has voted to extend a divine call to Pastor Mark Gabb. So we will...
I hope we let them have a motion.
Exactly. I would entertain a motion to make this vote unanimous and to cast a unanimous ballot. Motion has been made, and there's support for the motion. Is there any discussion to that motion? Good question. The purpose then is so that we all say, this is the gentleman that we are calling. So that we can't come back and say, hey, I didn't vote for you, or I didn't vote for this guy. Not that that would happen, but just good order. Then he knows he has the full support of the entire congregation. And we do too. This is what we're doing. End of discussion. Okay, then we'll call the motion. All in favor of making our call to Pastor Mark Gabb a unanimous ballot, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. That motion will pass. I would like to pursue a unanimous ballot. Can you share a little bit more, please, with why you... At this point, yeah, I'll let Mike speak to your comment.
Yeah, thank you, first of all. I think, and I conferred briefly with the pastor, just to comment on this, and then we can vote, attempt this one more time. I think it's very fair to say that a yay vote means an awful lot, I think, of what was said, that we are supportive, this is our call. I think a nay vote means I am not okay to call this guy. I do not want that name to be called. So I think that's really what a yay and a nay mean here. So with that in mind, I would like to move that we maybe try this again. And I'd like to move that we make this a unanimous vote. Thank you. More discussion from the floor?
I think the problem you may be having is this is a divine call. God is working through us. He works through every one of us to accomplish his goal. So it's his will that's done here. It's not our will. It's not how we approach it. It's God's will. So this.
Why would we vote on this at all?
I don't.
Scott, hold on a second.
Because God works through us.
Further discussion?
I thought I saw a hand. Oh, yeah.
Just hold on a second.
Really, it's an unnecessary vote, if you ask me. We've made our decision. We voted for one candidate over another. That's fine. We all embrace the one that has been chosen. I don't think you need to go any further than that.
Any other comments from the floor before we try the motion again?
I have a comment. Voting yes to this means exactly what you said. This is something that Pastor Buchholz encouraged us to do. This is common practice. It's just a show of unanimous support. It doesn't change your vote. If you voted for the other candidate, that was your opinion, and then the body has spoken, and now our job is to extend the call. And so we're not discussing who we think is better anymore or who we prefer at this point. We've already done that, and now we're saying this is the gentleman to whom we are extending a call. So it doesn't speak to your personal preference anymore or to mine, whether you voted for one pastor over the other. This is saying this is what we're going to do, and we are all in calling this particular person. I think you are, honestly, making too much of it. You're saying this, a unanimous vote is saying exactly what you're saying. That this is to the gentleman to whom we are extending a divine call.
Then why can't you just say the correct words so that it says what you're trying to say instead of what you actually are in the motion?
It's, I would say it's the common practice, the common voting practice and calling practice of the district, common protocol to cast a unanimous ballot. And it's been the common practice at St. Mark's too.
Any other comments from the floor? No?
Maybe one more voice is confusing. We each had our ability and our opportunity to vote, and we all did that. And Gab got the most votes. That's done. Now what we're doing is we're unanimously saying, we're calling Pastor Gab. It doesn't take away from your previous vote, and they're two separate issues. We as a congregation, and our district president, when he was here for the first call meeting, said it's a good practice. It shows solidarity to all of us. And it also, hopefully, takes away that I voted for this person, I voted for that person. Whether it's 2 minutes after the meeting adjourns or whoever ends up coming here. It just takes away the past and looks forward to the future. So it's not taking anything away from your vote. That was done. That was a separate issue. Now we're coming together and saying we're unanimously calling Pastor Gab. Not voting, calling. Vote already happened. That happened separately. Now we're unanimously agreeing to call him.
Okay, a good point of order was brought up. We voted and the motion passed, and so we will extend a call to Pastor Gap.
Yeah, so I guess we'll withdraw the motion on the floor. So it's dead. Right?
Yep.
We can, I think the motion's been withdrawn.
Oh.
The motion's been withdrawn, so we won't have any further discussion. The unanimous one passed by a simple majority. So that's that. There was no other items on the agenda for today's business. And so at this time, I guess I'd like to wrap the meeting and maybe Pastor, you could just close us with a quick word of prayer and we can be on our way.
Okay. Hey, we'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for everybody in this room today, people who took time out of their schedules, out of their Sunday, their relaxation time, even we would call it their Sabbath time, to spend some time about your business today. So again, I thank you for them. I thank you for everybody's courage to say what was on their hearts and on their minds. And I thank you for the way that we listened to one another. Please help us now to focus on the greater gifts of the kingdom, and that is being served by your word and sacrament. We are humbled to have pastors to come and serve us, and we ask that you would bless Pastor Gab as he will deliberate our call, and we ask that you would help him to receive it as it is, a call from you. And if it is your will, bring him here, and if it is not, and it will better serve the kingdom, then lead him to continue serving in his present field of labor. Again, let us all be still and trust in you and your mercy, and let us enjoy the rest of our Sunday. In your name we pray, amen.
Oh, we need the sheets there.
Yeah, if you have not yet already done so, maybe hand your sheets into the middle, or you can leave them lying on your bench, and then we'll take care of those. They should not leave the room, the sanctuary.
Grab one for yourself.
Yeah, so I can get in contact with you.
This is where the secular world creeps into things. You know, you want to make it. You want to make it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It influences all of us in our thinking.